Independent, trustworthy, and dazzling. Time now for Tommy's Tribune.
Da-da-da-da-da. Wow, I don't think we've had a build-up like this.
Momentous.
Like we've had today. We started this conversation at 9 o'clock with our listeners, so we've been going hard and fast for almost 2 hours with headlines coming in galore. Tommy, the executive editor of the paper that doesn't exist but gets everyone talking nonetheless. Nonetheless, nobody reads, everybody talks.
I like that. What's bigger, the SENZ launch or Tommy's Tribune today? Or State of Origin 2 build-up? You tell me.
Well, the Tribune, by far. What's it like to be at the head of a newspaper that doesn't exist, yet you have to work for it, that doesn't write any articles as such, but does write headlines?
Really tough work.
Is it?
Yeah, just long hours at the computer, you know, just trying to come up with something.
Yeah, and controlling all that staff that you've got.
Yeah, exactly.
That's incredible.
Had to lay some people off through COVID, as many businesses have had to. But, you know, it's the tough sacrifices we have to make.
Did you? So the numbers went from what, naught to naught?
Well, Jimmy Smith wanted to jump on, but I said, look, James, unfortunately, tough times now during COVID. We can't keep you.
No. Is he not editor at large? Remember, he put his hand up earlier.
Or maybe I just broke the news on air.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. And he's here this morning. He's preparing for his show this afternoon, and he's about to find out the news. This is heartbreaking, folks. This is what happens here at these editorial meetings. See, I told you that you're invited to them, but you've got to go with the punches, and that's just how brutal you are. Mate, you have really done next to no work. You've needed not to this morning. You have, by the way, producing the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, because you're the best in the business. But the listeners have been going nuts. And we normally give ticks, so I don't know if we've got enough ticks here to give you my one, which I've already read out, but I'll read it again. And maybe a tick for each B in this one for alliteration. Brisbane boys bashed, bruised, badly beaten, bewildered, bugger. We needed about another six. Yeah, there's eight Bs in that. That's Michael at Ramsgate. Beach, my headline is Queensland forwards turn up in work gear, not dinner suits, and smash Blues forwards. Cleary has little protection from Blues forwards and has no time to work magic. Queensland win by 4. Anyone heard this type of game report before? Tigers Dave from West Ryde. Thank you for that.
Just fell asleep. Thanks, Tigers Dave.
However, Tigers Dave, you've missed the brief. We don't write articles. We just write headlines. We're too busy and too lazy to write articles. Turbo musters Munster, ties him in knots. It's 50 again. Turbo man a match, Addo Carr 4 tries, says
Four, I Noxie. Like that.
Yep. Steve says New South Wales dominance ceases as young Reese's footwork tears them to pieces. Ooh. There's something in there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, there's something in there. I'd maybe just go with Reese's tears them to pieces. Thank you for that, Steve. We'll put you in a nomination. Turbo charged, Mitch from Robertson, turbo to back up game one. Blues 13 plus with 40 points in the game. Turbo Blues for a Cleary sweep. Get that one. Cherry on top. DCE claims man of the match in Queensland win. Cherry on top.
Yeah, I like it, but that's not going to happen.
Man, you're in devastating mood today. The editorial meeting's just got a bit of spice around. My headline says, Steve, how do the NRL sell tickets for Origin 3 after that whitewash?
It's a good point.
Thinking further down the line. Mac attack. Two angles here with either the Blues targeting McCulloch or McCulloch tackling Queensland to victory. Stu from Cronulla. Yep. Yes, no?
Nah, it's all right.
No? Okay. G'day, Tommy. Here is a headline. Fictitious newspaper claims JobKeeper while laying off staff.
I like the way. Who is that from?
That's Stan.
Stan, that's great. Yeah. Stan the man. Great stuff.
Stan the man. Fictitious newspaper claims JobKeeper while laying off staff. Stan may know what's going on behind the scenes there in the accounting room. Do we have an accounting department?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. Probably not now that you've laid off everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. Your back pocket. All right.
And so, I wasn't that great at maths at school either, Matt, so.
Okay. What have you got? What have you got to add to this discussion?
Now, look, being COVID-19, I tried to come up with something, you know, on the nose, a bit current, a bit timely, but I just thought, you know, that's just kind of in bad taste. People are testing positive for COVID. We may go into lockdown. People are having to stay at home from work. So, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to pour add insult to injury. So I just did this because I'm expecting a big game from him. Oh, captain, my captain, Teddy shows Reece how it's done.
Oh,
so okay. To some judges, James Tedesco, the New South Wales Blues captain, may have had a quiet game in game one. But you know what? He had the perfect captain's knock. He had a line break, try assist, over 180 metres. Me, a staunch Roosters man, still believe he's the best player in the world.
Mm.
I think he's going to show that to everyone on Sunday night. And against Reece Walsh, I hope Reece Walsh goes really well because I love watching him play. But he's the rookie in his first game in Origin. And I think Teddy's going to go, you know, he's been the best player for New South Wales the last 3 years. He's going to have a great game. He's going to show Reece, this is how you perform at the big level.
Ryan says, my headline is Walsh Wonderboy scores the game winner. So Ryan from up there in Mackay is tipping that Queensland get the game winner through Reece Walsh. Another one through on the text line, Turbo out of puff. Torn hamstring puts Turbo out for season. Don't do that to us. Please don't throw that one up. Mark says, Matty, Freddie finally Flamen concedes. Finucane should have friggin' been in the final squad.
Too many locks in. That's the thing.
Yes.
But I just, you know, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Mm-hmm. So I just went on to Bet Deluxe.
Yep.
So New South Wales 13 plus, over 46.5 points. James Tedesco, two or more tries. That gives you $9 punters. You know, $9, that may seem a bit short. Yeah, it's a bit short because Teddy does it week in, week out. So big game for James Tedesco. He's going to show Reece Walsh how it's done. New South Wales are going to win the series, clinch the series at Suncorp Stadium.
So you've just gone one headline only.
Yeah. Oh, captain, my captain, Teddy shows Reece how it's done. Now, unfortunately, you won't be here on Monday when we go through it all. We'll have Adam Peacock hosting. So
yes, I'm going to have a little break for a couple of weeks.
Do you have any headlines?
I don't. Oh, I've got plenty. I'm just soaking up what our listeners. I liked Kezzy Zapp's Maroons.
So you're doing even less work than I am in terms of writing headlines.
Hey, mate, there's only one bloke been talking here since 9 o'clock.
That's true.
Queensland feel the blues after New South Wales win. Smithy from Melbourne. Yeah, like that one. There's a couple of others here, but okay, where do we put the alliteration that I said to you? The Brisbane boys bash, bruise, badly beaten, bewildered bugger.
That's a lot.
Do we put that on the table? Okay. Oh, captain, my captain, Teddy.
Shows Reece how it's done.
All right. Well, let's put it out there to our listeners then, because we've invited them into the editorial meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps you can have your say on that. Does the executive editor get his way this week, or do we have more in our skyrocket? We've got a Mark Hughes Foundation beanie to give away as well. So I'll let you decide that. You're in the
decision. So they're judging my one now as well.
Well, they can.
It's only fair.
They can. Well, now that you've sacked Jimmy,
yes.
He can't come in. We don't have an accounting department, so we can't send anything out or in. And you are taking complete control here. This is going straight to the top. Accusations of JobKeeper. There's all sorts of stuff going on at the Tribune. All righty, we need to take a break as we approach 11 o'clock. Of course, the news is coming up. The COVID update will come out today at 12:30. Out of the New South Wales government. You can continue to have your say. Atlanta lead Milwaukee 18 points to 7, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter of the NBA.